From Futuro Media and PRX, it's In the Thick. I'm Maria Hinojosa.
And I'm Julio Ricardo Varela, and it's New Year's Eve Eve. Oh, see what I did there? Yay!
So you know how we do, dear listener. We've reached the end of the year, and we're going to do some reflecting.
Yeah.
Damn, this year was filled with a lot of growth here at Futuro. Humble brag, we won the Pulitzer.
Oh, little Pulitzer happening, too.
A little Pulitzer action. But we also had to deal with the monumental moments that took place in our country, all during an election year that was kind of extraordinary.
Yeah.
And through it all, we were all together right here on In the Thick.
Yes, so we want to share some of our favorite In the Thick highlights from 2022 with you, our dear listeners.
So we're going on, I know, 3
wow.
years of this pandemic. I know you're feeling it. I've just been like, wait a second. I mean, it's crazy, right? We recognize, though, that we are very lucky and privileged to have a staff that's vaccinated and boosted. And that means that we got to see each other and our colleagues more than we had before. And I'm not just talking about my party in the park. You know about that party in the park. It was big. So listen, one of our biggest moments at In the Thick was doing our first in-person live show since the pandemic. And we were in Las Vegas this summer with all of our colleagues for the NABJ, NAHJ convention. And we recorded this live conversation about media coverage of Latinos, Latinas. And we were joined by our 2 fabulous colleagues and friends,
yeah.
Lori Montenegro of Telemundo and Ed O'Keefe from CBS News. And let me say, this episode, it got deep.
Sure did.
Because Lori has been doing this for so long as an Afro-Latina in Washington, D.C., breaking all kinds of boundaries. You don't know how much I love her. And we're not hanging out with each other, but I adore her and everything that she represents. And you have taken on so many challenges, Mama. Oh, she's getting teary-eyed. I love this.
You know, So when you said, is it that you guys do that keep you going? What keeps me going is I don't have my parents anymore. They've passed away. But it keeps me going that I'm the daughter of a man that never went to school. He never got the chance to go to kindergarten. And a mother that only finished the 8th grade. And they came to this country and they gave their all. That's what keeps me going. They may not be here with us on earth anymore, but I want my children to see que en este país, no importa what you're going through, it doesn't matter what the situation is. If you work hard, you can accomplish anything that you want to. Forget the naysayers. I was told very harsh things when I was starting in this business. But it's them. It's their memory, their sacrifice, the things that I saw them, you know, go through. They came to this country. The first restaurant where they went to in Key West, Florida, the man said, "We don't serve blacks here." And my father asked my mother, "Where have you brought me to?" And she said, "Olvídate de eso. Nosotros vamos a salir adelante." And they did. And I am a product of that. And every time I go through the gates of the White House, I remember Gilberto y Laura.
That was a moment for a lot of reasons, because there was a lot of people that we hadn't seen in years face to face. And to see Lori share that in a space where she felt supported and comfortable, but also remembering like how she got there. Like I still get chills when I hear that clip. What about you?
You know, we each have this extraordinary responsibility. It is a lot of work what we do. It never stops, essentially. It takes a lot away from our families. And so you actually have to know why we do what we do. Like, what's the essence? What moves us to never lose hope in this profession? That's Lori's reason. She just gave it to us right there. This is what makes her move, what makes her tick, what keeps her going. And I just so appreciate that she was so vulnerable with us, because those of you who know Lori Montenegro, she don't back down.
She's a pro's pro.
She's a tough a Washington correspondent and producer and executive.
Yep.
And I'm just so thankful that we gave her that space to get emotional. We appreciate that.
Yeah. You know, everyone's talking about living 3 years in the pandemic, and I don't want to say anything, but we've gotten really fucking good at remote recordings. Just can we could actually teach a class in journalism schools about how to do remote recordings. I'm totally trying to find someone to give us a class. So anyway, we were connecting with guests all over the country and internationally too. And at times it was even like we had our own correspondents. And in one case, we actually do have our own correspondent now. So for example, we covered the fifth anniversary of Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico, which fell right during another hurricane on the island, Hurricane Fiona. So we welcomed, and he is our Caribbean correspondent now for Latino Rebels, Carlos Berrios Polanco to In the Thick, who was able to share what was happening on the ground at the time. So let's listen.
Because this is, you know, yet again, another shock. You know, the 5-year anniversary of Hurricane Maria happens on September 20th, on Tuesday, the day that this show drops. So
right.
Can you take us into the Carlos who's going through sentimientos right now?
I think the thing is, like, obviously it's very much going on, but I've been on the ground because I don't really want to deal with the feelings, right? And I think it's that type of thing where you go through some type of trauma where you process it afterwards. But meanwhile, while you're moving and you're doing stuff and you're talking to people, you don't really feel it. And I often call it, anytime it's kind of something big, it's the normal amount of like disconnected you are from reality kind of expands anytime you're in like a natural disaster or something like that. You know, you kind of like bottle a lot of it up. But I've kind of tried to not think about anything happening other than like the place where I'm going or in my immediate area, because then it gets a little tough.
Damn.
After I start thinking about that.
And then the other thing we did, Maria, covered the war in Ukraine on In the Thick, and we got to hear from our fabulous In the Thick all-star, Terrell Jermaine Starr, who reports and is based in Ukraine. At the height of Russia's invasion into the country, Terrell was able to connect with us and gave a dispatch of what was happening.
These people who I'm taking to the border were scared to death. Andre, my Ukrainian friend, can't take them through because if you're a man between the age of 18 and 60, you can't cross the border because they want you to be here to fight. I can take them across the border, and they could have gone by themselves, but they were terrified. So I'm with them, black man, taking this, you know, a white family, quote unquote, across the border.
It's just incredible.
Waiting for them on the slow box side of the border is another black dude, a black Brit that welcomes them. So a black man, black American, takes this Ukrainian white family through the border. I stand with them for hours. Waiting for them for hours is a black British dude. How about that?
You know, I mean, it's deep. Terrell just kind of hits it right on the nose.
Yeah.
You know, I got to co-host a sound off with him, which was a lot of fun. And I'll just say, you know, his line about mainstream media being, quote, a white man's diary. I mean.
Perfect.
Yeah. Terrell, perfect. Thank you so much. Also, for teaching us all, you do not have to be white to be a white supremacist. Thank you, Terrell. You know, there was another beautiful way that ITT grew this year.
Yeah.
And it was so many of our wonderful all-star guests becoming part of the show in new ways. So from Terrell, who also, you know, spent so much time reporting from Ukraine, to the wonderful Renee Graham, who also joined our guest co-host roster this year.
Superstar.
Yeah, to Jamila King, to Chrissy Greer, to Wajahat Ali, to Jenny Monet.
Yeah.
They are our superstars, our all-stars. And we really appreciate that they'll jump into the host chair. And it makes life for Julio and me just a little bit easier as co-hosts. Yeah.
We have a hell of a band. You know, our band rocks. You know, but it is. I think a lot of the listeners, we get so much love from y'all. And it's like, you know, it's required listening, right? You told me this. You ran into someone on a train who was like, I can't live without In the Thick. But we're human, right? You know, I've been sick. I was sick. I had the flu. I had COVID this year. And there's just something so refreshing to just say, oh, we have all these other wonderful people who can step right in as if nothing, you know, nothing changes. And I'm so thankful for them.
From Futuro Media and PRX, Latino Rebels Radio is an award-winning OG Latino podcast, covering stories of the Latino experience that matter in the United States, the Caribbean, Central America, South America, and even parts of the universe. Lo que sea. Created for, about, and by Latinos, join us every Thursday by subscribing to Latino Rebels Radio wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. There were also some really tough moments that happened throughout the year. And an ongoing story that we've been covering is gun violence. The white supremacist shooting in May at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, that killed 10 black people was so horrific. And then just 10 days later, we had to face a shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde in Texas, where 21 people died, 19 who were young children. Maria, when I look back at this year, I just felt so grateful to be able to process this moment with you.
You know, Maria, it's like we're parents. We're parents. We raise kids. You know, even what happened with Columbine and Newtown and now. And did that ever cross your mind as a parent? I mean, it crossed mine.
Of course.
When I would send my kids to this is an elementary school, Maria.
Look, the thing is that this is the second or third, if you count the Pulse nightclub.
Yeah.
A hate-raged attack with guns aimed at Latinos and Latinas.
Yeah.
So the plea of the father of Ameri's father saying, what did she do to be a victim?
Yeah.
To live in the state of Texas and to have to learn how to dodge bullets, instead of making sure that there are no guns. I don't know, Julio. Everything is so dark right now. Everything is so dark. Yeah, I mean, it oof, in that sense, 2022 has been dark.
Yeah.
For that reason, it will be unforgettable for that loss of life.
Yeah.
And then also, a month after that, we had to process the overturning of Roe v. Wade.
Oh, yeah, that happened too. Shit.
That happened too, right?
Wow. I mean, yeah.
This country. So abortion access in more than a dozen states became more restricted immediately and in some places outright banned. And we broke all of this down on a roundtable show with Kimberly Atkins Store and Jessica Mason Piclo. Let's take a listen.
The landscape right now is chaos and quicksand for people who need reproductive health care. And the backdrop of that is that it used to be a fundamental right that was guaranteed at a baseline, no matter where you were. So that if you were in Colorado, that same baseline existed as if you were in Texas. Now, there is an entire show to be done about the failings of Roe and Roe as a floor and how it never could have lived up to the promise of access that we placed on its shoulders. And those are all fair criticisms. But the reality is right now that we are creating in this country huge swaths of criminality and wide surveillance.
Now, all of this happened during a midterm year, right?
Yeah.
And so it was like, well, what exactly is going to be the impact? And, you know, we centered discussing precisely what the impact of this was going to be on the midterms. So,
Do it with the victory lap. We want a Pulitzer. Fuck it. Do it.
We're going to echarnos unas flores. We're going to give ourselves some flowers and just say, you know what? We were spot on in saying that things like abortion rights and ongoing white nationalism in the Republican Party and the threats to democracy and the continued lies about the 2020 election, that these things all together, in fact, would mobilize voters. And we were spot on.
Americans can take multiple topics and
they're going to protect rights.
Exactly. And one of my favorite things Futuro did this year was our election collaborations with Latino USA. I got to start them because I was previously editorial director, and then Fernanda Santos and the team took it over in August. And I actually loved the entire year, all the shows. We did 4 roundtables talking about the political power of Latino and Latina voters. So we had all those roundtables and how issues like misinformation, the coronavirus pandemic, immigration policy in this country were impacting these voters. But like I said, Then I passed the baton to the teams. My favorite. You saw this when I texted you. Mm-hmm. When this collaboration mm-hmm. came after the election. I said, this is what Futuro's all about, Maria. This is what it is. We got to hear directly from our listeners on what was motivating them to vote. And then we broke down the results with our fabulous guests, Maya King from the New York Times and Christian Paz from Vox.
A lot of folks, this is getting back to the vibes part of the election.
Oh, there's a vibes part.
There's a vibes part.
I like this. Okay.
It doesn't get captured in polling, but there is, you know, dissatisfaction, disaffection with electoral politics in general. And this is true of young people in general across previous generations, like when the baby boomers were young and when Gen X were considered the young voters. It's just a nature of youth disaffection with politics. It's gotten more, I guess the stakes have gotten more existential this time around because of things like climate change being actual very, very real concerns for young people and actual being a very big problem objectively.
Yeah.
You know, climate change, abortion rights, when it comes to marijuana legalization, those are things that young people will turn out for. You point to Michigan, a perfect example of a state where the legislature, the governor's office, a referendum were key ways to defend abortion rights because they were under attack at every level in that state. You know, we're seeing a little bit less of the power of candidate versus issue, issue being a little bit more of a motivating thing than a particular candidate is. Mm-hmm. And so that's one way to get to young people, talk about the issues and how those affect you in everyday life. And this is incumbent on, you know, politicians to explain to young people why they are limited within the current system. And that's, you know, there's a saying in politics, right? If you're explaining, you're losing. Don't wait until you have to be losing to begin explaining.
I just love that show so much. So my biggest takeaway about that show and just in general, Maria, as down as I might have felt about 2022 with everything going on, democracy, people care about democracy and Latino and Latina voters understand those issues. So much hope moving forward, even with all the bullshit.
One of the things that I love about our coverage is that we're able to get amazing guests like Maya King or Christian Paz. Mm-hmm. You know, that gives us kind of like a national perspective. But I love the fact that we also went hyper local into some communities that people are not talking about, like Pennsylvania and in Arizona.
Yeah.
So again, I just love it when our listeners, Julio, when they see me and they meet me and they're just like, thank you to the whole ITT team because you keep us so educated and not just educated, but then critical analysis. So I'm super proud of our team.
Right. Of course, on In the Thick and all across our Futuro properties, one of our primary missions is to continue calling truth to power and to hold our institutions accountable. That's why, you know, Maria's in this phase of the investigative unit, you know, hold power accountable. And one way we do that is by elevating the voices we bring on. And wow, some of our guests, shout out to our producers for some of the guests that they booked this year. Like, we don't have a booking producer.
It's just us.
Like, we're a small team. It's just us. So I'm really, really grateful and thankful for all our producers at In the Thick. And, you know, here are some of the guests that we featured, from the powerful activist and organizer, Bree Newsom Bass.
I don't buy any of this narrative about George Floyd being some kind of turning point. I don't think it was ever that, quite frankly. I think it was an explosive situation, most definitely. But I think from the beginning, it was always like, okay, how do we put the lid back on this? And the way we do that is to like prosecute this one cop or these handful of cops. Mm-hmm. Let's not go into the whole reality of how the Minneapolis Police Department tried to cover things up.
To the genius award-winning anti-racist scholar, Ibram X. Kendi.
There's so many different things. Of course, we as parents need to ensure that we are modeling anti-racist behavior because particularly for younger kids, the messages that they're receiving from their parents are largely nonverbal. And the nonverbal things that we're saying and doing are actually more influential than what we're saying. So if we're walking down the street and a brown man is approaching and we get scared and we're with our child, we're speaking to our child. If our child sees, if we have, you know, a white parent and we have a white child and the only people we invite over to our home as friends are white, our child is seeing something. Our child is seeing who we value.
And continuing to cover labor rights with these amazing organizers. I remember this recording with Aijin Poo and Pablo Alvarado and labor journalist Kim Kelly, who heavy metal, you know, for life?
Sometimes it takes a very visible moment where,
yeah,
you know, a brand like Amazon and Starbucks, almost everybody knows them. Almost everyone has had to deal with them, orders from them, buys their lattes. Like, it's kind of ingrained in the fabric of our daily lives, right? And yeah, people know those are huge companies. They know the people that own them are richer than God. Like, the realization that people that work there are pushing back and fighting for their rights and standing up very vocally against these very public efforts for those companies to crack down on organizing, I think that matters.
And, you know, we love getting into one of our favorite topics here on ITT, identity and race. Yeah. You heard that with this beautiful conversation we had with author Julissa Arce about assimilation.
The thing I say in the book is, let's try a different way. Let's try to make spaces for ourselves. Let's reject this notion that assimilation is going to give us what we ultimately want, which is belonging.
You know, we'd need all day to mention all the great episodes and guests we've had this year. But from my heart, it's a privilege to keep doing this show and to connect with all you fabulous listeners out there twice a week. Man, it just, it fuels me.
You know, we created this show for you, dear listener, and we couldn't do it without you. And I really mean that. So thank you for listening with such a level of commitment. Thank you for this great past year. And yeah, here's to another fabulous year in 2023.
7 years.
Oh my God.
7 years of In the Thick next year, Maria. Wow.
It's amazing. Thank you, dear listener, for being there. And remember, no te vayas. I'm Maria Hinojosa.
And I'm Julio Ricardo Varela.
Uno, dos, tres.
Dear listener, please go to Apple Podcasts. If you haven't done it before, now's your chance to rate and review us. It really does help us. Remember, you can listen to In the Thick on all major podcast platforms. Check us out on the web at inthethick.org. Follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at In the Thick Show. Like us on Facebook and tell your friends and family to listen. In the Thick is produced by Noor Saudi, Harsh Nahata, Oscar Fernandez, and our New York Women's Foundation Ignite Fellow, Daniela Teo Garzon. Our editorial director is Fernanda Santos. Our audio engineering team is Stephanie LeBeau, Julia Caruso, Gabriela Baez, and JJ Carubin. Our marketing manager is Luis Luna. Thanks to Raul Perez for recording me day in, day out. And the music you heard is courtesy of Nacional Captain ZZK Records. Dear, dear listener, thank you so much for listening. We'll see you on our next episode. And remember, no te vayas nunca. Ciao.
Peace out, y'all.
The opinions expressed by the guests and contributors in this podcast are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of Futuro Media or its employees.